Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title, it's a big book, love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, Composed with Love by my nephew Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an assistant director, and she's also been working on a few television shows, and she'll tell us about that. And she's a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, Nicole, I can't keep up with your resume, which is just going bigger and bigger and greater and greater. So, okay, so we've got the movie, and you want to throw out the name of the movie again for people, because I can't wait to see it myself.
The movie is called Speed Damon and Holly.
Okay, good name. And it's about speed dating?
It is about speed dating. It's, you know, it's a short film. And it is about basically, you know, just it's you know, two different people that are just looking for love in all the wrong places. And sometimes, you know, when you're looking in the wrong place, you know, you stumble upon something, you know, that's not so bad. So, it's a very, very interesting concept. It's an interesting movie. I don't want to give away too much because, like I said, it is a short, so you don't have 2 hours to kind of mull it through. You know, the entire thing is very, very fast-paced. But it's a very interesting take on the whole thing. So,
wow. Well, it's a speed movie. About speed dating.
It is.
It's a little speed movie. And then you did some work on The X Factor, correct?
Yes, back in June while The X Factor was in New York, I was working as one of the coordinators on The X Factor. And now for the month of July, I just got the call that America's Got Talent needs the same services that I provided for The X Factor. So I will be with America's Got Talent for the remainder of July into September, because that's when they're going to be in New York. So.
Wow. Well, this is really, really exciting. And, you know, I'm always thrilled to hear that. And I did want to take a minute or two to hear about your grandmother that you've been taking care of, the grandmother from hell.
You have no idea. Well, we commonly refer to her as the Antichrist around here. That's one of those things where, you know, I got involved with it, you know, because you know, my mother really desperately needed the help, and she was becoming more and more of a handful, and her whole demeanor, her whole attitude has been completely just gyrating at such a fast pace from November, you know, when I started coming here until recently. And, you know, she just has, it's terrible to say, but I just don't think that she really wants to do it anymore. You know, I mean, she's literally seeking control the only way that she knows how, by you know, doing everything that she's not supposed to be doing, by not trying to better herself, by not trying to do anything. So last week it got to an all-time just volatile situation where she punched me in the face. And it took all of the strength that I had not to punch her back. But I didn't, and I kept my composure, and I just kind of yelled and screamed a lot, and I walked away the only way that I needed to. And ever since then, I did take a brief vacation, you know. So, you know, my girlfriend and I, we had a wonderful, wonderful time traveling, you know, in New England, you know, from 4th of July until the Sunday after 4th of July. So it was a nice few days away. And then when I came back, all of a sudden everything was like hunky-dory, and my grandmother is being more of the grandmother that I knew 10 years ago than she has been, you know, in the last, you know, I'm going to say six to eight months that I've been around her. So, you know, I think that might have been a breaking point where everybody was just kind of like needing to step away. My mother got a chance to get away. She was left alone by us for a while, you know, with just, you know, a different aide. And then I got to step away. And then suddenly this week, everything seems to be coming together because I got the America's Got Talent call. My grandmother has been less violent and volatile and has been, you know, more there. And it's making my job here a lot easier. So, you know, it's a lot going on.
Wow. Well, I'm really glad to hear that, you know, that let's hope she gets a little bit better so you can get a break here, too, because you're like the best granddaughter ever. And, you know, you could use a little break yourself.
It's really sad because, like, you know, she's a 78-year-old woman that presents, like, when you look at her and speak to her, like she's 100, you know, and she's not, and I got to be honest with you, like, that's literally the most recent doctor that I took her to find out, like, what the deal is. You know, literally, I said, well, how old do you think she is? She's like, I don't know, you know, 94, 95. I was like, no, I said, she's going to be 79 in August, you know, so it's really, really sad. This is a woman where a tank, you know, couldn't stop her in her younger years, and suddenly she's just, you know, not taking care of herself, not doing anything that she's supposed to, and I really, truly think in my heart of hearts that it's a matter of control. She's always had control over everything that she did, and now she's not the one calling the shots, so she's going to control in any way that she possibly can, which unfortunately means that she's going to be, you know, exhibiting some behavior that is not so becoming, you know, to be perfectly honest. It's sad. It really, really is very, very sad to see where she came from to where she, you know, where she is right now, but you know, it's like,
well,
I said,
we'll
it's
say
just
a prayer
a constant
for her and
struggle.
And we'll say a prayer for her and one for you, too.
Well, you know what? Like, hopefully what will happen is I just recently took her to another doctor, and the doctor flat out said, you know what, she needs psychotropic drugs. You know, that maybe if you get her mental state under control, I see, you know, that you'll get a better reaction out of her. So that's going to be the next step. So hopefully that's the right step to take. And, you know, I'm not always an advocate of running straight to a pill. You know, I'm a firm believer in trying to work out certain issues. But, you know, some people need a little bit of extra help. So maybe this is just a little extra help that she needs.
Right. It'll help her relax a little bit and not be so fearful of what, you know, what's to come in the future. You know,
yeah.
Important. That's good.
Yep.
Well, I know we have someone who's been waiting a long time. After we do this 614 number, we're going to go down to the 516249 number, okay?
Because, yes, I did.
That person dropped me an email and wanted to make sure I put them through. So, okay, we're going to go first to the 614, which I don't know where that is. Do you know where that is?
Hold on just a second. Let's see who's waiting for us there, Cindy. Hello,
okay,
you're
great.
On the air.
Hi, it's Abby from Ohio. How are you?
Hi, Abby.
Hello, Abby.
It was maybe Abby from Ohio. I was hoping it was Abby from Ohio, actually. How's Abby?
Abby's doing well, and I would like to say congratulations to Nicole on all of her wonderful positive things going on in her life, and just to say that your grandmother is very lucky to have you in her life, taking care of her.
She is. And Nicole, who does this, producing this show and co-hosting as a labor of love, the universe is just trying to pay that woman back. She's been just doing this for, like, I don't know how long it is now, like 6 or 7 years. So we've been doing it a long time. Now, you had a rough time with the loss of a baby, just for those listeners who maybe don't remember who Abby is, and with a crazy ex-husband and a crazy ex. How is everything going in your life now?
The one positive thing is that I did start a new job about 2 months ago, but unfortunately not much progress is being made on any of the other fronts. So I was just calling, hoping to see maybe if you could give me any clarification on if there's something I'm not doing or if you foresee anything changing anytime soon.
Okay, the good news is your job looks good and you're doing well. And for your own sanity and for your own survival, you know that God answered a big prayer for you because you were so worried about money. And I hope that, you know, this is helping get that worry down a bit. You know, your ex-husband isn't going to change. So it's almost like your kids have to get almost a little bit older when they could make some more decisions for themselves. Your little one misses you a lot, so I hope that do you have any contact at all?
No, it's been exactly a year since I've seen them or talked to them, so it's been very difficult.
Right, but don't think that they're not missing you, by the way. And, you know, you might want to keep a journal, you know, one for each of your children about your thoughts that you have about each one of them, so that when you are reunited, they could see that you've thought about them all through the, you know, all through the time when you weren't with them. It would be very helpful to them to see that you haven't forgotten them. Have you gone back to court?
That's at a standstill. I did go back to court, but the judge really did not do anything in my favor. So, and there's nothing on the docket right now. So at this point, it's kind of feeling a little hopeless as far as when or if I'll ever get to see the kids anytime soon.
I would try to get it back on the docket. It's, you know, there's no reason that you should be kept from them. So do your best to get it. I know, you know, you have a job now. You're in a better place and state, and that will, you know, be an important thing for the judge to see as well. So,
yes.
You know, try to don't get discouraged because it looks very promising this time. If you go back to court, that you'll be able to get some visitation.
Okay, good.
And be able to see them because you need that and they need it too. And you also need to write down and document in the journal to the children how many times you've gone to court and how hard you tried. So that later on when they come back, you're going to say, look, this is what I did and this is what it was like for me. So they could see that you didn't give up because right now it'll look like you just gave up. So regardless of the outcome of it, and it does look positive that you'll get to see them, at least they know that you never gave up and you kept trying. And so that's all the universe is asking you, is to do that. And the job looks good. They look like they're happy with you. This looks like a very good year for you, 2014 coming up. So just keep staying on that positive path that you're on. You know, you sound so much better than you did just 6 months ago. I hope you realize that.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. And I did want to ask, do you foresee any type of relationship, I guess, for me, it's like as far as a personal one, you know, dating-wise or...
Yeah, but it looks good here, too. It looks good here, too, because now you're out in the work world, it, you know, open your horizons. So that's in the cards for you, too. So, you know, you have a very good year, and, you know, do the best you can in order to make yourself right now feel loved so that you don't give off needy vibrations, which you're not giving off anymore, by the way. Remember, in the past, you were very needy.
Yes.
You've been standing on your own two feet, and you're strong, and that's one of the most appealing things to people is that, you know, you're a strong woman and, you know, positive. So I see a very nice man here, though. A very, very nice man. Hardworking, kind. You know, the opposite of what you've been with in the past. This man's kind. And
is it someone that I've met already by chance at work? Can you tell?
Well, it looks like you might have recently met him. Are you drawn to somebody at work?
Yes.
Okay, good, because, you know.
And I was wondering if you could tell me any characteristics or if they were younger or older or any kind of physical.
This man looks a little bit older that's coming. What about the man at work?
The one at work is just a couple years younger.
Okay, because I'm not sure it's him because this guy looks a little bit older than you, but
okay.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't try to pursue that one. This one, though, the one that's like in the long picture does look a little bit older than you, if not very close to your age. I mean, 3 years younger isn't much significance, but how old is the guy? Do you know?
He's two or three years younger than I am.
And that would be how old?
35.
Okay. It's possible it could be him because the King of Wands is usually a man 35 and over, so it's possible. Again, it's kind of new to tell. You know, see, explore, just keep your eyes open and see what happens. He seems like a very nice man, by the way, though, the one that you work with.
Okay. Does he have dark hair? Can you tell any characteristics?
In this picture, the person has, it's a brown-haired man.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, good luck to you. And please call in and let us know how you've been doing. We always love to hear from you. You know that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'm glad that everyone's doing so well. Take care.
Okay. You're so sweet. Bye, Abby.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Isn't she the sweetest thing, Nicole? She goes through so much and she still thinks about us. Now, I see you've done some screening, Nicole. I don't know if you're still in the chat room, so I'm going to see. It's Diane from Farmingdale. A lot has come to pass. She's been sick the last few weeks and kind of lost. And okay, let's see what we have to do with her. I'm going to try to pick her up, Nicole. Hi, Diane. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
How are you? I know I got your email, so thank
good.
You for emailing me.
Yeah, I was just chatting a little with Nicole. And, yeah, I'm glad you got my email. You were just so on the money, everything you were telling me about my money situation. They said it wouldn't happen for a while, and I thought it was going to happen overnight. And it's true. It didn't happen until recently. It was all this stuff in the courts, you know, and I'm still actually waiting on it, but it's fine. It's actually here.
And you know,
so,
it's coming here. The justice card I got was the first card, so don't worry. It's here now.
Yeah, and you'd think I'd be happy. Like, I want to redo my condo, and I just have been sick, like I was telling Nicole, since the 4th of July, and I love the summer. I'm a summer person, and I got sinusitis from all the, I think it's the mold.
Yeah, and it's, hello, you there? Not sure what happened. Hello? Hello?
Called was because we had discussed two on and off.
You know what? I'm losing you a lot, so I'm just trying to get you back on.
Okay.
Okay, got you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it was totally going out like you weren't on. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay,
okay, so what part did you hear?
I heard you had the mold in the house. Is that from the hurricane?
No, just, I don't know. I live, my condo doesn't even face the water. It's like faces the street, and it's just, I don't know, it gets a lot of dust and mold. I you know, I don't have wood floors. I have, like, rugs, and I'm getting rid of them, and I'm going to put a wood floor in the living room because
good.
I prefer wood, you know.
Right. It's easier to clean and keep
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, and it's just so much better. And, but I also was calling you because I met someone since we talked, and he's kind of long distance, but he was planning on coming here in North Carolina, and we just became very close very fast, and just all of a sudden, like the 4th of July, he was just going to come for a visit in August, and he just changed his mind. I mean,
but
I think we were getting too close, and he said he wasn't ready to change his life and maybe move here, which I wasn't asking him to move here. So I just, his name is Mike, and I just feel real sad about it, which didn't make me, being sick with sinusitis, feel any better.
Well, the thing you're supposed to learn is to stay away from long-distance relationships, because they
yeah,
can't always
I think we're a little too much alike. I think that's what it was.
But it's
and,
also long-distance also are a lot of times commitment phobics, and when you ask them to come close, they start running.
Yeah,
and
that's what I figured, yeah.
So
and since then, I've just been, like, in a funk, and I just, someone that was interested in me, like this online dating that I've been doing on and off for 5 years, just, you know, happened to email me out of the blue. I think I spoke to him like a year ago, and he wants to take me out to dinner on Sunday. And I said yes, he seems like a lovely person. His name is Steven, but I don't know. I don't really want to. Do you see anything for my future in that, or should I just, I'm just really sad. Right
well,
now.
The universe brought him just to kind of lift your spirit. If, you know, sometimes women believe any man's better than no man. You know, he might be someone for you to date and have a little fun with, but it looks like if you waste too much time with him, it'll keep the universe from being able to bring this other man who's coming in into alignment with you, who's very loyal and trustworthy and hardworking and a nice man here. You know, it's a little bit of just, you know, feeling good onto yourself, whether there's a man stroking us or not. I mean, Stephen would certainly stroke your ego if that's what you need.
Just somebody nice. I mean, it's not even my ego, really. I mean, you know, somebody nice, and I don't know, you know, what's normal? You know, it's hard. I'm, you know, someone that thinks like me. I mean, people think I'm a little kooky, you know. I like astrology. I like different things, you know. I mean, in this day and age, you would think people would be more open.
You know, there are a lot of people, again, it's sort of, maybe you need to sign up for a lecture or courses or things where they're giving, you know, spiritual things and workshops so that maybe you can meet some people who are a little bit more like-minded to you.
I can't believe you just said that, because I'm working on that. I'll be getting a brand new car at the end of the month, and I'll be able to go do things like that.
Right, because that's how you can expand your friendship world, not even necessarily meet a man, but meet some friends who are like-minded. And
mm-hmm.
through them, you could meet other people. Because really, you know, the overwhelming majority of people in studies, you know, 80% of people believe you can commune with the dead now, and people are much more open to it in general. You just happen to not be moving in that world at all.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just hit it right on the
button. I mean, we just need to get away from
the
people that don't believe in it. I mean, I had an experience at a party in the 4th of July, and normally, you know, people, they introduce me as a psychic, which I would prefer they didn't at parties, because then I have to have people's opinion. This really drunk woman at the party, sort of a born-again drunk, no less, telling me that I should give up what I do, it's the devil and all this stuff. And
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm at a party, and I have to, like, you know... You know, and I don't really drink, so I'm like, you know, here's this drunk, and I'm trying to just, you know, make light of it. And really, you know, it's overstepping boundaries, and when you deal with people like that, there's not much you could say. So, I mean, there are people who still think that way, but they're usually few and far between.
Yeah, it's getting better.
I mean, years ago, 10 years ago, I would never have told anybody that I was a psychic medium at any party, anytime, anywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, it just wasn't something I felt like hearing everybody's opinion on. Now, I don't mind it as much because people are much more open-minded about it. And actually intrigued and asked me interesting questions. But, you know, the world is changing. We just have to, like, expose ourselves to people who are changing. Every once in a while, the universe will put me in alignment with a person like that just to remind me, no, the whole world doesn't think like that. Do you
exactly.
know what I mean? It is always a little bit, if you get, oh, yeah, most people believe this. Yeah, a lot of people are, but there are people that don't. And for you, you just need to make some new friends. You have a wonderful five-year period opening up, by the way. So,
oh, wonderful. I want to travel a little bit. And I'm hoping, I think also what's got me down, last time we spoke, I was telling you about my relationship with my sister. It hasn't been so great through the years. So I've really been trying, and I think I'm kind of fed up. I know she cares about me, but this money situation's been weird, and the only time she reaches out to me, and they live very well, a lot better than I've lived my whole life. And I think that's what it is. I think people that have too much sometimes just are used to having it and want more. And she's a little greedy, and it upsets me that she is. And I was trying to get closer to her, and I feel that I've already exhausted. I think we just don't think alike, and I take a lot of insults from her, and I'm just done. But I feel if I cut her off totally, when my mother passes, I'll have, like, no family.
Well, again,
other than my best friend.
It's an illusion that narcissistic people are going to be here for us anyway, and greedy people.
I know, you did say that about her, that she's, you know, but here she is borrowing money from me that I don't even have yet. You know,
again,
meanwhile, she has a beautiful, huge house, how many cars.
And
they're in France right now.
Okay, so why in God's name does she need to borrow money from you?
To put one for tuition for one of her kids for school.
Well, then maybe she should.
Meanwhile, I don't have a car. I've just recently, after a 7-year stretch, doing a little better.
Well, that's why. Do you want great abundance, and God is asking not to give money to people who need it, or God's going to say, okay, I guess you don't need any more money. I'm going to take more away from you. Be a little careful giving money to people who don't need it. It's not good karma. It's very bad karma.
Yeah.
It's not your job to rescue people or supply them with their Paris trips. It's up to you to make sure you take care of you first. And you're thinking, if I help her, she'll help you. Narcissistic people do not help us. You'll be surprised. You'll need something, and they can't do it.
It's not even help me, like, try to get a closeness to her that I see other people have.
Are you trying to buy her friendship?
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
But you're trying to buy her friendship. So stop
trying to buy. Oh, I've always been like that since I was a kid. It's you know, it's terrible.
Yeah, don't buy her friendship.
Something about me. It's my fire sign, you know.
Right.
I figure it's you know.
But just try to find soul family, friends, soulmate friends, and who become family. That's who our families are. Those are the.
Well, I do have a girlfriend, but I just find that sometimes it's tiring. My best friend and the few people that are around me have a lot of dysfunctionalness, and I feel like I'm always helping them, you know, in some way, either advice or, and sometimes it's, you know, it's exhausting. You know what I mean, I think. You know, it gets tiring, you know, I guess.
Right.
Am I here for that? Is that my calling, or was
you're
I supposed to be doing
here.
That? I went the wrong way by making people look beautiful on the outside since I was in the hair industry for 25 years.
No, that's a very good thing. People, when they look better, they feel better. So that's a very noble
profession. Yeah, I miss that. I miss that. I don't do it anymore because my hands are bad, but I really miss it. So I figured, like you said, oh, I did register for school, but I haven't started yet. So I am working on that, too.
Right. So just, you know, call in the next month or so and let us know what happens, because your life's about ready to change again.
Yeah, I will. I'll call you in a month or so. But thanks so much.
It
made me feel better. And tell Nicole I said thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay. All right. Have a good night. Thanks, Cindy.
Bye-bye. Okay, Nicole's been screening kind of frantically, so let's see what we have
here.
Yes,
very frantically. Blog Talk was screwing up my chat room.
Yeah, well, not only that, did you know it blew off our last caller. I couldn't even hear her. It was totally gone, and I had to just, like, keep
getting the mic back. That's how Blog Talk was screwing up my chat room, because I guess I put her in the chat room. You pulled her out of the chat room to get her on the air, I guess, when you were done with the other caller, and then she kept going back into the chat room when I was screening other callers, so I kept putting her back into you, and she kept going back into the chat room.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so finally, the way that got fixed was that when I put her back on the air, I put her back into the chat room myself, and then I put her back on the air, and then it was okay. It was because you pulled her instead of me, I guess, from my computer.
Oh, okay.
So,
anyway.
So I got it now, though.
Okay, but we now have Beatrice, you said?
Now we've got Beatrice in New York, all right, and, you know, she basically needs to know a couple things from you, Cindy. She's really, really concerned about the status of her marriage. She's heard lots of things that she's not exactly sure if they're true. She knows that her husband currently is trying to change, but she's not really sure that he's, A, capable of change, B, she's unsure if he really did cheat or not, and C, she's just not sure if this is worth all of the effort or if she just needs to move on. So Beatrice
that's a big question. Those are a lot of big issues.
Oh, I know this. You know, so that's why I thought it was important that we get Beatrice on today. So let's just put her on the air and see what's waiting her cards.
Okay, sure.
Hello, Beatrice. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you? Those are big questions, my dear.
I know.
And it's funny because this year, when is your birthday, by the way?
February 12th.
Okay. February 12th is going to open up a year in which you're going to start being much more peaceful. You've got a little rough couple of months coming up. I wish it were otherwise, but it's not something you can't get through. But eventually, you're supposed to have that sense of peace. Your husband's a pretty manipulative man. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And he rewrites history. The first card I drew was the Devil card, which is a couple that are sort of tied together through a lot of dysfunction. It's a little bit toxic. You're a nice person. I'm sure it's not as toxic as it could get. But he's a man who is highly, highly manipulative, as well as judgmental. Do you know that about him?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's everybody else's fault. It's his mommy's fault, daddy's fault, Obama's fault, your fault, but certainly not his fault. Those two traits make the prognosis of him changing in this lifetime less than about 10%. So you're dealing with low odds. He's going to have to earn a miracle, and right now he's not earning miracles. I mean, you're a nice person. You have a lot of blinders on. I mean, your gut's been telling you he's been up to no good. You have to trust that gut. Are you trusting your gut for a change?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I don't care how he twists, turns, and lies. You know, he has been up to no good. I'm not saying he doesn't love you. That's not really the issue here. The problem is that it's not good for you to stay with a man who you don't trust.
Right. That's
are you problem. Are you aware of that? It's not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your psychological health. But physical health is what concerns me more with women who stay with men when they know these men are lying and not good. You have children, by the way, because there's children showing up.
Yeah, I have two children.
Okay. I know for your children's sake, you're trying to be a good mom and keep things together.
Yeah.
You have one daughter, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because what's showing up here is your daughter. I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter. If your daughter were married to this man, what would you be telling your daughter to do?
To leave him.
Thank you. You have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her at all?
Absolutely.
She loves you like crazy. She said, you're a good girl. You always were. She says it's very painful for us to watch the situation from above, but you're not fixing this man. I wish to God he were fixable, but his traits are not very fixable. You know, you're going to sacrifice your life for a man who's going to replace you in record time, by the way, because he can't be alone.
I know that.
So you'll be divorcing him, and he's got somebody else 2 months later, and you're like, oh, man, I'm gonna carry his cross, clean up his mess, and sacrifice my life for a man who replaces me in a minute. Two, your children are not, you're not going to get any brownie points for them either, because they're just going to think you're a martyr and they're going to see your unhappiness. Three, you're going to doom them to pick people that are not fixable, which is even worse. And four, believe me, American kids go off and do whatever they want without any thought to you, Mommy.
I know.
So, I mean, we don't get any brownie points for being martyrs. You know, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how you can financially do this. It looks like in the future you're very capable of making good money. Are you making money now?
I went back to school, and I'll be done in May of 2014.
Okay, because it looks like you're very capable of making good money. So that's the first step before you can even think about too much. You're not changing him. You're not fixing him. He's never going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so don't hold your breath on that. Are you aware of that? He's not going to tell you the truth?
Yeah, I mean, he lies. He changes his story all the time, and I'm really tired of it. And, you know, I don't understand what I did.
No, now, older souls and good people always think it's all their fault. You didn't do anything. This is him. It's about him. And he would do this to any woman because that's his nature. It has nothing to do personally with you. You love him better than any person probably ever could love him and ever did love him or will love him. It's not about you. It's about his unhealed issues, his inability to grow up, and, you know, and his belief that, you know, men can have their cake and eat it too, and that women, you know, have to, you know, take that nonsense. And, you know, he has some lessons to learn, and it's up to you to, you know, it's not even worth fighting about right now. You don't have to hate somebody to leave him, by the way.
Yeah.
So don't even go there. Don't even start the war. Don't even start showing your kids how bad he is. Don't do any of that. But concentrate on being educated, being able to support yourself, figuring out strategically how you're going to get out of this mess, and see yourself with a wonderful soulmate in the future, your children happy. Wish your husband golden bridges. Wish him to have everything he wants. But realize that it's up to you to start loving yourself the way you love your daughter. And not thinking that, you know, you're stupid or that you've done anything wrong. You just have a lot of blinders on. You want to see the good in everybody, and you want to believe people are fixable. Your husband's not fixable. You know, not by you, not by me, not by God right now, because his behaviors are not going to earn a miracle. You know, he knows you're dependent on him right now, so he can get away with it.
Right.
Even after, you know, you're more independent and, you know, you're going to leave him, he might turn around and tell you everything you want to hear. I wouldn't necessarily believe it if I were you.
And is he seeing someone now, or?
There's a relationship in here. Have you checked his cell phone? He probably locks it.
He locks it, yeah.
Of course. Now, between couples, there shouldn't be locked cell phones, by the way. People should be able to pick up anybody's cell phone and use it any time. I mean, I could use my husband's cell phone any time. He could use mine. I could care less. He'd go through my cell phone. You know, I have nothing to hide here. realize that, you know, locked cell phones, locked passwords, all of that is allowing people to cheat and sneak in a way they weren't able to do in the past. Remember when families had one phone?
Yeah.
Wasn't that easy to have an affair? They'd have to call your house. You know?
Do you know her name or anything?
It just is someone that he's known for a little while now. Have you suspected this for a while?
Yeah, because he locks his phone and, you know, he never lets me ever use it. I mean, it's like a fight, and I told him I want the phone records, and he told me no.
And even if he, you know, if you go to leave him, he's going to tell you, okay, now you can look at my phone. That doesn't mean he's not cheating. It means he now has a track phone that you can't find out the call.
Right.
I mean, people are very sneaky nowadays with their electronics.
Well, now he leaves it open, but I know he either deletes things or he has another phone or...
Exactly. Because he's trying to get you to believe that he's not up to no good. This man is totally, totally up to no good, by the way. And, you know, it's you being careful about, you know, when you have sex with him. I hope you practice safe sex with him.
There's nothing going on now.
Good. Okay, that's even safer. Now, you know, you got to think about it. What is he doing for sex?
He says nothing. He says he's so depressed because he's not living here right now. So we're kind of separated.
Okay. And if you're separated, why would you think he wouldn't be seeing somebody?
Because he tells me that he's not and he's depressed and, you know, that he's trying to make it work. And
no,
that
he's not going to tell you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. He figures if you don't know it, then you'll take him back. At this point, you have to make up your mind whether you want him or don't want him so that you can both move on. You know, it's a little messy situation. If you're separated from him anyway and you're not sleeping with him, why would you care what he does?
I guess I still, you know, love him to some extent.
Yeah, of course. And you wouldn't have taken this nonsense for so long. But it's almost you're giving the universe mixed messages. Love can be fixed 2 feet in, 2 feet out. You know, without therapy, he's not going to change. And, you know, being depressed isn't the answer. Maybe getting some help and some therapy. But, again, do you love him or are you mistaking jealousy for love? Because jealousy has nothing to do with love.
That's what I don't know.
Okay, because we can be... I had a client that was married to a man who cheated. You know, she's like 80 years old. He cheated on her whole life. He's finally, like, leaving her, you know, to go live upstate. And, you know, she's happy. And then, you know, she finds out there's another woman upstate. And she's all jealous. And she makes him come home. And then she's miserable again. She mistook jealousy for love. It has nothing to do with love. We can be jealous. It's a self-esteem issue. And it's an issue of how fast we could be replaced. But it... You know, the amount of jealousy really has nothing to do with how much somebody loves us or doesn't love us. So if you're mistaking feeling jealous with loving him, you might want to examine that thinking.
Right. It's just that I feel like I've dedicated and so many years, and this is
okay,
what
so that going to make, so we dedicated years. We've lost those years that weren't good. Is that going to make it better by having more years with somebody who's not good? How does that make it better?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I know.
It doesn't. And it's, again, you have to examine, and anyone who's in this situation, there are payoffs in staying in toxic love. A, we can get to vent our anger because the person deserves it. Two, we don't have to get out in the dating world and get our own heart broken. Three, there's somehow a belief that anybody's better than nobody. It may be our own fears or our own judgments that divorce is bad. We don't want to duplicate what our parents did. We've judged them. We judge people's divorce. It may be our own judgments. But there's payoffs in staying in bad relationships. And you might be afraid to get out there in the dating world yourself. So you might want to examine, is it fear keeping you with your husband or is it really love? Which is it? It's a fine line, by the way, to figure out.
I can't figure it out. I've been going back and forth so much.
Well, write a list of fear reasons. And fear is guilt, feeling bad, feeling guilty, you know, feeling bad for the kids, fearing what people will say and do, fearing can you support yourself, and love. Love is, I love him. When I'm with him, he makes me happy. We have a great sex life. You know, positive things. How many positive columns can, you know, things can you put in the column? So think about love reasons and fear reasons. It looks like the fear is way, way greater than the love in these cards, by the way.
Yeah, I just, the whole dating scene.
scares you. So then
yeah.
you'd rather stay with the devil you know, and that's why the devil card came up. He's the devil you know. He can't even hurt you, really. After a while, you don't care what he does. You go out and love, date somebody you really love, and you find out he's cheating. It's going to really hurt. This guy can't really hurt you anymore. It's beyond that. And know that, you know, he's the illusion of safety. And that toxic love is an addiction. We get addicted to the person. It's not good for us, but we're addicted. We can't break away. It's a little bit scary. The truth of the matter is that there is payoff for anybody who stays in a bad relationship. And it's their own fears. And you might want to examine your fears a little bit deeper. And know that, you know, as long as you have fear, he's going to be able to be in your life on that energy. But you're not really showing your children a very good version of love, by the way.
I know that. That's one thing that I don't want them to grow up thinking this is normal, because it's not.
Well, I think it is probably more normal. I'm not saying it's right, but it's probably a typical marriage right now. We would like to show them a better soulmate version of heart, soul, mind, body, committed love. In the history of the world, your marriage is pretty typical. It's kind of mediocre, and, you know, men have cake and eat it too, and you not talk, you don't communicate, but nobody leaves because it's a business arrangement. It is, in the history of the world, a very typical marriage, by the way. It's not better. It's probably not even worse. But we would like to show them a 21st century version of soulmate marriage.
Yeah. Did he ever love me, or does he love me?
Of course he did. Of course he did. It's not a question of him loving you. You guys started out as soulmates once upon a time. Unfortunately, due to behaviors, and you have to take responsibility, as I had to take with my first marriage, in enabling people and allowing them to pull the crap. You know, I take responsibility for what I allowed to happen, and realizing that I'm just as responsible for it getting dragged down to mediocre or toxic. So, you know, it's a little bit realizing that we have to relive our parents' marriage, we have to relive a lot of nonsense, and we finally have to come to a place of self-love and wanting better. And that's where you, this year looks like, by the time you have your birthday coming, you're going to start getting a lot of these awarenesses, and the universe will guide you. Of course, you once were soulmates, and there's always a potential you could fix it, but not with a narcissistic, judgmental person. He's not very fixable.
I know. I've tried.
But again, and it's not our job to fix people.
Okay.
Well, I gave you a lot to think about.
Yes.
Call in again for us and let us know how the universe is going to guide you. Because once people open a vortex to divine guidance, you start getting a heavy-duty guidance. I'm just warning you.
Do you see anyone in my future, or?
Again, probably not until you leave your husband
mm-hmm.
and make a clear break. Nobody's going to want to get involved with you except a commitment phobic, because you're still married and you're still enmeshed with your husband. So they might bring you somebody, but he's going to have clay feet and fail you. He's not going to be there when the moment comes that you actually want him there. So important thing is to leave on your own two feet, perhaps without a man being there.
Yeah.
It's not easy for women.
No, it's not.
You know, they always believe any man's better than no man. In this case, I would tell you probably no man's better than this man.
Okay.
And if I sound harsh on it, his spirit guides are telling me, boy, this guy's trouble. So, you
and
know, just,
is it true that he did in the past cheat?
Yes, he has. Your gut has told you that. He's just never going to admit it. And if you had looked closer, there was probably easy enough proof to have found.
Yeah, I just believed everything he told me.
Right, well, that's because you're a good person and people believe everybody tells the truth. My mission to the day I die is to tell people, people lie and they lie a lot. So if your gut tells you they're lying, they're lying.
Okay.
If you need to have more proof, the universe will show you things. So ask them to ask the universe to somehow he'll get caught. An email will come to you or a text that he meant for somebody else. Think it'll happen.
Okay.
So ask the universe to show you proof. Maybe you just need concrete proof. I would tell you don't need concrete proof. Your gut's enough. But if you need it, the universe will show you.
Yeah, I need concrete.
I don't know why.
Okay,
they'll show you. No, it's good because that's what older souls are like. They need to have it in black and white to be proven. The universe will prove it. It isn't going to be nice, and it isn't going to make you feel good, but it will at least maybe make you break away from him.
Okay, and you don't know when that will happen, right?
It'll probably happen any day now. Fasten your seatbelt.
Okay. Oh, great.
I'm never wrong on this. People tell me, I can't believe what happened 2 days later. I'm like, I'm not surprised.
I'll call you back.
Call me back. Call us. Let us know. We're going to keep following you all the way to your soulmate love, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you, and thanks for listening to our show.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Okay, now, Nicole, you've been really screening. We got a 111 number. Boy, you're brave to pick those up. I'm always afraid those are the crank ones that are going to steal our show,
I know. Well, luckily, we did not have a prankster on that line. We have Rose, also a New York caller, and she has seen you before, Cindy, and she says that her life is currently in limbo, and she just says that you always give such great and spiritual advice. And she wants to know what the universe has to say about her limbo life right now. So hopefully her life will be out of limbo soon, and hopefully those cards will tell Rose something that she needs to hear. So, hello,
hi,
Rose, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's a blast from the past. How are you? Remember me?
Yes, I do, and I love the way you said I give good spiritual advice, because I hope
that's what it is.
It's spiritual advice. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it because it doesn't sound like Sunday school, because I certainly don't tell you to keep turning the other cheek. I tell you, he slapped you once. He's not going to slap you again.
Right,
but that
bite him back.
But that is actually the spiritual advice. You actually have a very, very nice year coming up. Years go from birthday years. When is your birthday?
2/20, February 20th.
Okay, we have another February one here. Okay, so we're 2/20 and is going to open up a year of peaceful thoughts, better money, and you're going to be given some choices as to what you want to be doing. The reason that you're sort of in limbo is the universe doesn't have a clue what Rose wants, because you give a lot of mixed messages. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I thought I knew what I wanted. I thought things are holding me back. People are holding me back.
Okay, again, are you allowing the people to hold you back? Good people tend to disempower themselves and allow other people to disempower us. You might want to examine why these people would want to hold you back and why you're allowing them to hold you back.
Okay.
It's not our job to clean up everybody's mess, and it's not our job to enable them. You could move your whole life forward in an instant if you wanted it. Again, are you afraid that people aren't going to like when you move your life forward?
No, it's not there. It's all like legalities and things like that.
Okay.
It's not just me. It's, you know.
Are you fighting hard enough to move it forward?
Maybe that's what they're telling me to do. Are they telling me to fight harder?
Yeah, they're telling you to. You know what happens is good people are too patient. And to the point where unless you start speaking up, it's not going to move too much faster.
Okay.
It's a little bit of not wanting everybody to like us, including whoever, lawyers, whoever is going on in there. You have to speak up a little more.
Okay.
To move it forward. And it looks like by time your birthday comes, are you waiting for some money here?
Yeah, I'm trying to move, but I can't because, I'm in the middle of divorce and he's not cooperating. So it's, you know, so that's the nutshell.
Well, that money is going to come forward. So believe me, that money is going to come forward. And he's dragging his feet because, he knows if he drags his feet and frustrates you. You know, there's always a chance this kind of thing makes people sick. And we've had enough lifetimes where we know, when I really gave somebody a hard time in that lifetime, they dropped dead of a heart attack. So maybe I won't have to divide my money if Rose drops dead. You know, picture he's just trying to stall this as long as he can because it's beneficial to him to stall it.
Right. Is there any hidden monies, do you know? Do you see any
hidden
money?
There's hidden money, but trying to locate it's not always so easy.
Do I go down that route or not? What is the universe telling me? Forget it and move on?
Well, sometimes we have to buy our freedom. It's the best money we've ever spent. But you might want to do some investigating as much as you can because you might be able to use that hidden money. or the bluff of it to get him to move forward faster.
Okay.
So, I mean, there is significant money that has been moved around.
Wow.
He's not stupid. Again, trying to find it and prove it is not that easy. It usually takes a forensic accountant.
Right. I'm aware of that.
And, again, if you know about it, you can even bluff it a bit. It'll help move it forward. But, you know, he's pretty shrewd. Your husband, you're aware of that.
Yes.
You know, he thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
Everybody.
Again, some of what he's done is fraudulent. He's moved around. So it's not an uh-oh for you. It's an uh-oh for him. Because sometimes when we reveal the fraud that they've done in moving the money, they kind of come forth and would rather just settle. But
wow.
It's not going to be easy to find, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
You will get your money by time, you know, the February comes, looks like the universe will move it forward, but you're going to have to press a little harder and not play so nice.
Okay. And what else is the universe saying?
Okay. This is also love going to come, so you kind of have to close one door. Are you looking for anybody, or are you just putting that on?
No,
hold?
Not right now. I'm not. My friends are trying. My friends are trying, and I'm like, whoa, slow down. Let me enjoy my life a little.
Right, and also I would advise you not to do that until it's settled, because your husband will be very vengeful if he thinks you have somebody else, because he's going to think somebody else is going to have his money, and he's not going to be happy with that. So it's kind of best that you get through the divorce, you stand on your own two feet a little bit. Career-wise, there looks like there could be some changes. Are you happy with what you're doing career-wise?
Yeah, I am. Very happy.
And it looks like more money, and that could be a change going on there. You know, the universe isn't going to give you great abundance until the divorce comes through, because otherwise he'll just keep saying, well, now she's got $1 million.
It's got
to be like, once you get what's yours, the universe will give you much more abundance.
Okay. What about him not working?
He's not working because he wants to not give you any money. As a matter of fact, he's going to want to turn around and get money from you.
Right,
you're
I know
the one
that
working.
Already. Yeah.
So he's not stupid. These people are crazy like foxes. So the universe isn't going to give you any more money in a great abundance until this divorce is through. But don't be surprised that he's going to ask for stuff that he's not entitled to. That's why if you can prove he's got hidden money, you're going to say, I'm going to let that go if you just let go of my money. You're going to have a stronger,
backbone.
Backbone here. And not be afraid of him, by the way.
Okay. Don't be
I know
afraid.
It's not easy. It's not easy because, you know, women tend to get afraid with men.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's got a lot to hide. You don't.
Okay.
You know, just get the blinders off, I mean, with him. Are you still living in the same household?
No.
Good.
No.
Good. Your dad has passed away, by the way?
Yes.
Because your dad is the one saying he's watching over you a lot. He's a little apologetic to you. Do you know why he would say that?
My father?
Yeah.
Not really. A little
was
bit,
he,
maybe.
He was a good man, basically.
He was. He was a very good man.
Do you know he never liked your husband?
Really?
And that he should have told you that before you walked down the aisle. He thought you were happy. And, you know, he's a nice man and didn't really want to say something, but his own red flags and his own gut told him something's not kosher with that man.
Really?
So just know that your dad's the one saying, I'll help you find anything you need to find out about this guy. Just start looking.
Wow.
And that he promises to help you. So that's important. Ask your dad for help.
And my mom there, too?
Yeah, and your mom is crying because... she knows it took a lot of courage for you to do what you're doing. They are on your side, regardless of what they may have told you on Earth. You know, a lot of times the old school that you made your bed lie and it was their thinking.
No, you know what's weird? I can't remember when my mother told me this. I asked her what she thought of my husband. I don't know if I was already married or going with him. And the only thing she said, I wouldn't have picked him for you.
Well, your dad says that's about the least of what they had ever thought about him.
Wow.
So know that they're
Are they proud of the way I'm handling things?
Beyond words. And, again, ask them for help. You know, we do have to buy our freedom, women. So, you know, it's the best money ever spent. But you want to make sure that he doesn't get... Your parents will not rest in peace if he starts getting your money because he's not working. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
there's
right.
no reason he shouldn't be working. He's
no,
one of those people...
he has 3 degrees.
Right, and of course, these people aren't going to want to work because, you know, they're going to say they can't find work. There's no shortage of work on this planet. As soon as he gets a good...
Not when you have 3 masters.
Right, and that's why... did you put him to any of those master's degrees?
Well, I was home with the kids, and I made everything nicey-nicey here.
But was he getting them? Was he getting those degrees while you were married?
Yes, they all were. Yes, all his degrees.
You know that you own half those degrees. Do you know that?
Yeah, but if he doesn't work, I think the way we're splitting it up is I keep me, you keep you.
Well, technically, you might want to get a better lawyer who tells you, because you put him through his master's degrees, you would own the house. I mean, that was what the judge would have ruled for me because I put my husband through 2 master's degrees. That
you,
the house.
You know what?
Mine.
He was his jobs paid for them.
But he was still, you still own them. He was, it doesn't matter. You still own, he still got them while you were married. So try to get him to realize, you know, you're being a little naive about the worth of those master's degrees.
Okay.
So, you know, you were raising the kids while he was being educated. So be a little tougher with him.
Okay. Just be tougher. Okay. And then what's in my future?
Okay. Once you get through this, you have good money coming. There is love in the future. It's not immediate. You almost want to enjoy the time that
you
have right now.
Okay. And that's what I think I want to do.
Yeah, and, you know, have courage. Your parents are both asking you to be the courageous person they knew that you were. Big changes will happen in your life, the good changes, in terms of where you're going to be living.
You see my condo? Is my condo out there?
Yes, your condo's out there. There's a nice condo out there for you. And it might be, you know, you might meet this man, you know, because he lives in the condo. So nice changes for you. Just get the blinders off and don't be so trusting. You tend to believe everything your husband tells you about stuff, which may or may not be true. Most
I know every. I talked to him maybe 5 times in the last 6 months. Nothing he says is true.
Right. Your father said he's never seen anybody lie so bad. He's not even a good liar anymore. He's not.
And what about the kids? I worry about the kids with him and their relationship. Everybody tells me, don't worry about it. Let them worry about that.
Well, give him enough rope, he's going to hang himself. They'll know who he is. Don't worry about it with the kids. They'll be okay.
Okay.
Your mom says you have to worry about you.
Okay.
You know, she's smiling down at you. There, you know, she likes you very, very much. She thinks you've got a lot of courage. And,
wow.
And that, you know, just keep going the way you're going. Nothing is bad in your cards, really. It's not. Other than you might want to try to find where that money is hidden.
Okay.
You know, again, it's not that easy, but he's been hiding it a long time, too, by the way.
Yeah, I figured about 3 years. When I opened up my eyes.
No, long before that.
Really?
You always suspected that it was a matter of time when you would wise up. So.
Does the card show anything? Does he have anything in the kids' names by any chance or the grandchildren's names?
That's a possibility, but it's more, he's a little more sneaky than that. So.
Anything about another country? I don't want to say the country. I have a suspicion.
Yeah, there's probably money there, too.
Wow.
So I'm just saying he's smart. The guy's not stupid.
Right.
You know, he's smart. He's figured out a lot of stuff. But, again, look, see. But you'll get enough money to move on. And you'll have great abundance once this is closed and over with.
Right.
God rewards women who leave men and don't worry about the money of it because they're hardworking, and you'll be rewarded. And, you know, just don't underestimate him is what you're being told.
Okay. Don't underestimate him, and I got my spiritual guides all around me.
Absolutely. And your parents, and your dad's a riot. He's a funny man. I like him very much, by the way.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He must have been a fun guy on earth. I mean, he tells me, you got a great job, he's saying to me.
Oh, he was. He was very funny. He was very involved with the school district, and the whole town just loved him.
Yeah, and
you know,
and
he's always for the kids.
And then, you know, to him, education is very important. And he's the one who's saying, your husband's acting like those those degrees don't mean anything. They're worth a lot of money. He has the potential to make a lot of money. And because of that, and because he earned them while he was married to you, that makes them yours. I mean, the only reason I got out of my divorce a lot easier was because I was able to tell my husband, look, the courts are going to rule the house is mine because your two master's degrees are worth $300,000, or we're going to split it in half and you're going to let me out of this without a fight. And at first he didn't believe me, but when he went to his own lawyer, the guy said, you better take the deal she's offering you.
Wow.
So realize that they are worth money, those degrees.
Okay, the degrees are worth money. And are they making so that my kid goes back to school?
Yes.
There?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Good, put that in his head too.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show. Nicole, do you have any shout-outs, my dear?
No, actually, I'm all good. I already said my piece earlier today. So my only shout-out is going to be to you, Cindy.
Well,
wonderful job,
you.
As always.
And didn't you love Rose? Isn't she the best? Doesn't
oh
have
my
the best
God, she's
clients?
Adorable.
And don't you
yeah,
like the
you
way
know
the
what?
Dead people
our
tell me?
Our listeners, I have to say, are some of the best listeners out there. You know, they're constantly here. We have technical difficulties. They hang in there with us. You know, they're loyal as anything. So, you know, I love our listeners. They're great.
Me too. Well, have a great week, and we'll speak next week, everybody.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye.